If your partner is stressed, chances are you are too. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rosie Schrout, assistant professor of human development and family studies at Purdue University, examines how one partner affects the other.
You might already know that stress can affect your own health, but what you might not realize is that your stress is contagious. Your stress can spread around, especially to your loved ones. Couples who manage stress poorly and are hostile toward one another, like being critical, sarcastic, rolling their eyes, or speaking in an unpleasant tone, have higher stress hormones, inflammation, and blood pressure, and their wounds even heal more slowly. My colleagues and I found that arguing with a stressed partner altered a person's own cortisol levels, an important stress hormone. People with stressed partners who use negative behaviors during conflict had higher cortisol levels even 4 hours after the conflict ended. These findings suggest that arguing with a stressed partner could have lasting biological consequences for ourselves. What can you do to reduce stress in your relationships? First, talk to and validate each other. Tell your partner you understand their feelings and talk about the big and little things before they escalate. Sometimes partners hide problems to protect each other, but this can make things worse. Being there and listening to one another could have good health effects for each of you. Next, show your love. Hug each other, hold hands, and be kind. Then remind yourself that you're part of a team. Brainstorm solutions, be each other's cheerleaders, and celebrate the wins together. In short, tell your partner that you're there for them, preferably while you're hugging, and take each other's stress seriously. Working as an open and honest team is a key ingredient to a healthy and happy relationship.
That was Rosie Schrout of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.